KO4QLG. KO4QLG. This is KO4NUE. KO4QLG. KO4NUE. KO4NUE. No contact. I'm clear. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
U2G.
Hey Rusty, this is Chad. I'm on Echo Link. I'm in Normandy, France. The latency's pretty bad, so if you could key the mic and hold it just for a second, because I'm only getting a portion of your transmission. But I just wanted to check with someone back home. How are things at home?
Well, we got sunshine today. It's only about 52, 53 degrees right now. Only supposed to get up to 60, about 61 today. And I've just left the mess over here at Sam's Club over in Spartanburg. So I'm headed back home today. Got what I needed to do done, and now I'm going to head back to the house and see if I can work a little bit of the contest that's going on this weekend, maybe.
Roger that. Well, me and my wife went and toured the beaches of Normandy yesterday and today, and went to the cemetery here in France at Omaha Beach, and that was quite an experience. I've been here for 2 days now, and I still am struggling to put any of this in words, but yeah, I just wanted to check with somebody back home and see how things were going, and yeah, so KO4NUE.
Right here, right now, I'm sitting here caught in traffic and not being able to get out, so I need to try and go a different direction, see if they can let me out here, go a different direction, because otherwise I'm getting backed up into traffic and can't get out, so I'll go a different direction now and go around the block, which I didn't want to do, but that's okay. It means I get through the traffic light. Anyway, well, y'all take it easy over there. And enjoy yourselves. I know that's a hard place to go. I've talked to several people that have been there before. And particularly the last person I talked to was someone who was there. And he survived it. So anyway, that's what I'm hearing about that. So anyway, but you just take it all in and you can let us know when you get back. W2T.
Roger that, Rusty. Well, I appreciate you letting me know what's going on at home, and we're gonna take some time tomorrow and see some of the other sites. I don't think I can see any more military stuff. The cemetery just was, I don't know how to describe that. I mean, you want to say, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I'll leave it at that. It'll take me some time to figure it out, but at any rate, nice talking to you, and be safe. KO4NUE and KORYP, we are clear. KOIM, KO4NUE.
NUE, K4OIM. How's it going, Chad?
Hey, Walt, how are you? We are, we're doing pretty good. we went and toured the beaches yesterday and went back where we went to the cemetery right up above Omaha Beach. The cemetery overlooks Omaha Beach and Point Du Hoc. And while I'm not really finding words that can describe any of this, I don't know what to say about it, really. I'm trying my best to say it's a good thing, but when you're standing there and looking at it, what a horrible place. I mean, just what a horrible place. And all of the German defense positions are still there, and mercy. I don't know how to put it into description. We went to the cemetery today, and that was a very respectful place. Very respectful. Very, very well maintained. Very quiet. Very respectful. Let me let this thing cycle, Walt.
I can only imagine, Chad, about the closest I've ever came to anything like that was back in 67. My division was sent to Barking Sands, Hawaii, and to go to Pearl Harbor and see the Arizona and all out there. And all these years later, it left me speechless, Chad.
The military is United States. The United States owns it. I guess the French gave it to the United States to bury the dead. And all of the plant life there, even the grass, is indigenous to the United States. There's no plants there in France, which I'm assuming that's so that the Americans that are laid to rest can get something from us. I've taken a lot of pictures and some videos, but I just do not have words to describe. Omaha Beach was just very unnerving. I just don't know what to say. I really don't, Walt. I want to say it's sad, but I know it had to be done, and I've just, you want to say, hey, you want to pay some kind of honor, but, oh, man, just how much, I don't know what to say.
They say freedom is not free, and I guess all of us that's been in the military We don't know how lucky we were to be able to come home and come home alive and not all mangled up like some of our brothers and sisters and moms and dads have done. Yep, freedom's not free, Chad. And your signal kept dropping in and out, but I got most of what you said. K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-I-M.
Q-O-D.
What?
I'm going to say good morning to Chad. I'm on the airwaves right now. I've been listening for about 6-7 minutes. Sounds pretty exciting. I'll let y'all continue with the conversation, though. Just letting you know I'm here.
K4OIM, KO4QLG. Chris, I made a call out, but I was just telling Walt, so we went to Utah Beach yesterday, Omaha Beach yesterday, and today we went to the National Cemetery, and it's perched right between Point Du Hoc and Omaha Beach. Matter of fact, you can actually see the invasion portion of the beach right below the cemetery. And I'm assuming that there were so many dead that they just needed a quick place to bury them, I guess. But I cannot put into words what I have seen here the last couple of days. I mean, I'm beyond the emotion of it. Part of me, there's anger. Part of me is a little bit of sorrow. But I just cannot describe mercy. I took some video and some pictures, and I know that's just not going to give it justice, I guess. But I just, I don't know what to say. I really don't.
I imagine what you're seeing there sounds pretty emotional for just about anybody that's got at least amount of respect.
KO4NUE, KO4RYP. So we went to the Overlord Museum today, and man, just looking at the equipment, Sherman tanks, German 88s, trucks, jeeps, down to the rifles. I just the amount of destruction. My goodness, I don't think that there was that was just not just totally destroyed, and I mean just. Oh, my word. The mercy. Point Du Hoc was something to see. I just the amount of bomb craters that they bombed that place with before. I mean, you can't walk on it. There's a path you have to walk, because there was, there was enough explosives just at Point Du Hoc that was double the amount of explosives used in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, but just, spread out. just, my goodness. Goodness gracious.
Puts a different light on it, saying the greatest generation. I think you're getting an understanding of what that's all about. Sounds like.
I understand now why it's called the greatest generation. I have a very clear understanding. And I just want to let you know that I found some bullets from Omaha Beach and Utah Beach. And some from this area. And, I'm gonna bring them back to the house. But, we've been through St. Lowe, all of the beaches. Did we go to St. Mary Glees? I'm sorry. We went to St. Mary Glees, not St. Lowe. I'm sorry. And I don't think I can, no disrespect intended, but I don't think I can take any more. I don't care to see any more. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. KO4NUE.
Take your place, Walt. You still there?
I am, but yeah, I didn't mind you jumping in there and taking some time with Chad. I had to run out there and check the mail anyway. But, Chad, I hope through all of this, some way you find a way to enjoy your trip over there, you and Miss Anna. And get away from the military stuff like you said you were going to do and enjoy a couple of days, Chad, seeing all the sights and all. So I forgot to call the other station in there, but I'm going to say 7-3. I've run out of gas down here in my camper, so it's cold out here this morning, Chad. I think it's 54 degrees here on the lake this morning. So it's chilly in here. I gotta go get a tank of propane. So with that, I'll say 7-3s, but I'll be monitoring the radio on the way to the hardware store and enjoy talking to you, Chad. 7-3.
7-3s, Walt. ULG KO4NUE. So yesterday outside of St. Mary Glees, we went to a church, a small church. I mean, tiny, tiny. And, it was occupied during the invasion, the initial invasion of Omaha or Utah. And two American medics took it over during the parachute, when they parachuted in and set up an aid station there. And during the invasion, the Germans brought their wounded there, and the United States brought their wounded there. The United States, the U.S. Army would bring them in one door, and the Germans would bring them in the other door. And it was run by two United States paratroopers that were 18 and 19 years old. And the 18-year-old medic, a German officer brought, came in to, was very angry. And the 18th was an aid station. There's no weapons. The German officer saw two wounded German soldiers in there and went back outside, dropped his weapon, and came back in and shook his hand and thanked him for taking care of his soldiers. And there's still mortar holes in the church. There's still blood stains in the church. I mean, it's just overwhelming. And I don't know. KO4 NUE.
I can only imagine the hundreds of stories that originated from there. Everything that I'm saying is all my imagination. That's the only way I have to relate to it. But you're seeing the aftermath firsthand. I understand your respect, but you've got to see as much of it as you can while you're there, because you might not get the chance to go back.
Chad, KI4DOS Mobile.
KI4DOS. KO4NUE, KO4RYP, and KO4QLG. Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing real fine. I'm out motoring around this morning. Got to go get some of this liquid gold so my vehicle will keep running. But hear you and Chris in here this morning. Hello to Anna. I've got to jump out and pump the gas. I don't talk on the radio while I'm pumping gas, so... catch y'all in a few, hopefully. KO4NUE, KO4RYB, KO4G, LQ, KI4DOS Mobile.
So, KO4QLG, KO4NUE. So, from St. Mary Gleese, we went to, a gun position on top of a couple of miles from Point du Hoc, and they were German gun positions. The guns are still in place, 152 millimeter, and the USS Texan, I believe, scored a direct hit on all four of them. And, my goodness, I just, mercy. Just the amount of damage and carnage. I just, you know, one thing that is really impressing me about all of this is that most of the visitors are the French, and they are very respectful, and, you know, some of them are, it's very difficult for them to, and that's really nice to see, you know, they are, that they're bringing a chair to see what is there. And I don't understand what they're telling their children, but I know that they're very respectful about what they're saying, and I can just imagine.
Well, so the French had it in their front yard. They had to give it all away. People over there volunteering, helping them, sacrificing. Thank you.
KO4QLG. I'm getting a lot of white noise. I don't know if it's Echolink or if it's your station. But I've been here. This is day three, and I still do not understand how to describe any of this. Really, it's not so difficult in the town, but when you go to the beach and you look at the beach, or when you stand on the beach and then you turn around and look at the defensive positions that the Germans have built into the ground, I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. Just there's no way, there's no words really on what to say. But you know, anyway, KO4NUE, KO4QLG.
Portraying enough with your vacancy of words to get the point across.
So one thing that I have noticed is that here in Bayeux, which is one of the towns that is close to the beaches, it seems that they have photographs and footage that I've never seen before of the Normandy invasion. Some of them are family owned, and they have the pictures blown up into life-size photographs, and they put them on the side of buildings to try to honor, you know, the ones who were part of the conflict. And they are, you know, photographs that I've never seen before. And one of them is a photograph of the carnage on Omaha Beach. And I mean, without being disrespectful, you know, at all, do you have any idea what it looks like to see over 3,000 soldiers dead and washed up on a beach? I've never seen that side of it. And it's hard to put into words. It really is just really, really difficult.
People over there are not tearing down monuments like they're doing over here. It almost makes you think we missed out on something by missing all that terror. Thank goodness we did miss all that, that it didn't come to our front yard, but this country needs some help. And I guarantee you, those people over there are not forgetting the history behind them. like we are over here.
So today at the cemetery, there was a French family there. They were in their 30s or 40s, and they had three children with them. And one of the children was being very loud and was very being kind of bratty, you know. And it did not take long before that father got that under control. And I mean, he got it under control quickly. And this particular area was the backside of the cemetery, which is, like I said, it's right above Omaha Beach. And you can still see the roadbed that they used to bring the dead and wounded up to this place to bury them. And just very, very respectful, very quiet, very clean. The grounds are very well maintained. It's two American flags that fly on two big flagpoles. I'd say they're at least 100 feet high, and they play taps every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours, 365 days a year. And, it's something to see. It really is. It really is. I don't have words, and I hate to keep saying that, but there's a part of me that just wants to just explain everything that I've seen, but it's just so difficult to see, and just interpret that into words that I'm just really struggling to do that. And I don't know, Chris. I don't know. But anyway, let me take a break. I'll be right back.
For QOD for Station ID.
So on a lighter note, being able to point at an item on a menu is not working very well. I thought I could muddle my way through, you know, the menu, the food here, and be kind of safe. But the first night I was here, I pointed to an item on the menu, and when I got my plate, it was cow tongue, and I don't really know how to describe that either. I ate it, I don't know what to say about it, really. my goodness. KO4NUE for station ID.
Sounds like if I went over there, I would probably end up wasting a lot of money in restaurants, because I probably wouldn't have made it. Just wonder how many times Anna has already laid a couple on me. Getting me to eat something she knew what it was and you didn't. Her being a school teacher, she probably studied up on that kind of stuff a little bit more or a little bit better than you did, I would imagine, before y'all went. Gary?
I was just giving that echo link a little bit of time. It seems like it's got a little bit of a delay in it coming from France. But good hearing Chad and coming in to us from over there. Chad, I'm going to have to wait till we get to sit down and have some time together where you can tell me all the experiences that you had while you were over there. Just wanted to ask one quick question. You just said you had beef tongue. I enjoy beef tongue. It tastes like a good roast if it's prepared properly, to me anyway. But have you eaten any escargot yet?
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. So, my wife has made reservations for a restaurant here in town, in Bayou, and I got a feeling that that's what's going to happen tonight. And so to answer your question is, no, I have not eaten the snail yet, but I know probably what's coming tonight. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I got to make contact with Roland this afternoon because he's going to check me into the Blue Ridge Net. And I'll send you a message through Roland, I guess. But it's kind of like a... It's kind of like your wedding night. You up there in front of everybody getting married, and you know what's gonna happen a couple hours later. And I don't know whether to be excited about it or not, but I'm gonna try to get one up and down. You know, it just depends on how big they are. KO4NUE.
Late message from Tom to Roland the other night on the net, so I'll be listening for him this evening. You and Anna have a great day, and just don't think about what you're eating. It's going to be good, and you're going to enjoy it, and I hope everything goes well with y'all. I got to just make another stop. I'm out running my errands this morning. You know how that is. You got to stop 14 different places to get everything you need, so... I'm going to jump out and go have a good afternoon, or good evening over there, I guess it is. It's, about 6 o'clock over there. Good talking with you, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. And Chris, I hope you're not working today. Hope you have a good day as well. I'll say 73 to the group, KO4QLG and KO4NUE and KO4RYP, KI4DOS Mobile.
Roger that, Gary. I'll let you know. But anyway, Chris, well, I'm going to say 7-3s, bud. They had a fresh market today where once a week they have a market where they put fresh seafood and fresh vegetables on the street. And all of the restaurants go and buy their food for the week at the market. They had a couple of vendors there that was selling snails. So I got an opportunity to look at them. And, I don't know. I hate to come all this far and not try one, but, you know, maybe if they got enough sauce around it, maybe I can eat around it a little bit.
They're saying, I don't think you eat around them things. I think they go down all at once, but you know more about that than I would. in because I don't plan to ever try one. I'll just take your word for the experience. Just finished up some paperwork here, so I'm going to go get it signed. And I'll say 7-3s to you. And good hearing from you. Your mom was in good spirits the other day, too. I'll let her know y'all's over there. So we all good on that end.
UEN0TR. I've been listening for quite a while, Chad, and heard all the stories, and good to hear you this morning, N0TR.
NTR, stand by 1 second. KO4QLG. Last thing I want to say is I did, some of those snails are pretty big, and I don't think it's something that big you can eat around. But do me a favor, call Mama for me, and kind of tell her a little bit what's going on, so she don't worry. But any rate, I'll let you go, Chris, and I'm gonna step on over to Mr. Tom. So N0TR KO4NUE 73, Chris.
It's about 12:25 here. What time is it over there? About 4:25, 5:25, something like that.
Zero TR KO4 NUE. Yeah, it's 6 hours ahead, Tom. I'm not sure what time it is, but Tom, I don't know how to describe this, bud. I really don't. I really just am at a loss of words. Today we went to the National Cemetery that was right up above Omaha Beach. And, I don't know what to say. That I don't think that I have ever been in a situation in my life where I don't know what to say or I don't know what to describe. I just gonna have to think about it some. But mercy. I don't know what, Tom. I don't know what to say.
Best leave it with God bless America. We'd be speaking German now if it wasn't for those sacrifices they made. My brother and I visited where they buried from the death march and that in Bataan and Corregidor back when we were in the Philippines and Vietnam. And I remember there were 16,000 graves there, and there's some beautiful memorials all around the world for the sacrifices Americans have made. And I don't know how to say it except they are beautiful in their own ways and very somber way. But I'm glad you're enjoying your trip over there. And I wouldn't worry about them snails. Heck, my brother told me one night I was eating dinner with him, and his wife said, "Oh, those oysters are cooked." And they weren't. They were oysters on a half shell when I was real young and stupid and didn't know any better. Yeah, they couldn't be worse than that. And people eat raw fish all the time, so just close your eyes and enjoy the sauce.
I'm trying, Tom. I'm trying to get it down, but like like I was telling you, they had a fresh market here. They got a fresh market that comes into the city once a week, and that's where everybody in the town comes to buy their food for the week. And, you know, seafood and fish and vegetables and, you know, that kind of stuff. And a couple of the vendors was had snails. Big snails, bigger snails, and really big snails. And I'm just I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. But I don't know how to describe that thing really. I'll let you know, but mercy. I guess I'm just tired, I guess, but I'm not sure you can put any kind of sauce on that that's gonna make it edible, I guess. But I told her I was gonna do it, so I'm gonna do it.
I don't think I'd be wild about cutting them. I'd just put the whole thing in my mouth and eat it. But some of the things that I noticed over there was in Germany and Vienna and Austria and that, when we visited the kids years ago, they don't put any ice in their Pepsis. And back then I drank a lot of soda. And I just couldn't feature that. You had to ask for ice. And it was hard to find anything that was beef. They eat a lot of pork. And by the way, we had pork cutlets last night. It was just delicious. And had a friend of ours over, a radio friend. And we really enjoyed that, what Bernice made. Pork tenderloins. But bathrooms, they all had instant-on heaters for the hot water, tankless water systems, and the rooms weren't all that big, and there was just a lot of things different. Of course, we stayed in some small villages also, but I thought things were crowded over here, but even then, back in the 80s, they were crowded over there, very much so. KL4NUE in 0TR.
N0TR, KL4NUE. So I found we found a guy here in town who does metal detecting and things like that. And he had some eight millimeter rounds that he found on Omaha Beach. And I bought a couple of them. And in order for me to get it out of the country, he had to drill a hole in the case so I can get through customs with it. But I picked you up a bullet from Omaha Beach. And at the cemetery today, there's a wall that surrounds the memorial that's got 1,572 names on it that are men that were missing, that they never found. They got an Air Force, Army, and a Navy section. So there was a ship in December of 1944 after the invasion, or maybe it was before the invasion. I can't remember the date, and I cannot remember the name of the ship. But a German submarine torpedoed it in the in the bay right outside of Omaha. It had 600 sailors on it, and all 600 of them lost their lives. And their names are on the wall, so I got a rubbing for you off of, I know you were in the Navy, so I got a rubbing for you off of one of those sailors off of that ship. I don't know if you want it, but I'll understand if you don't. But I just, hate to come this far, and I mean, I'm trying my best to show some kind of respect, but I don't even know how to do this because I've never experienced anything like this before. Just seeing the scale of it is just, I don't know, Tom. I don't know. KO4NUE in 0TR.
I'll clear 0TR.
Yeah, the alligator bit you that time, Chad. The repeater timed out. Over. This is 10-0-TR.
Okay, Tom. Well, I'll keep it short this time. So, I got you. I found a guy that sells that does metal detecting on the beach, and I purchased some bullets that were found on the beach, on Omaha Beach. He had to drill a hole in them to get them through customs, and at the memorial, I got a rubbing off of a sailor that lost his life off the beach of Normandy. Was hit by a German submarine on 24 December, Christmas Eve. And his whole crew is in the cemetery. I don't know if you want it, and I'll understand if you don't. But, like I said, I'm trying my best to figure out some way to show some kind of respect or something, but I don't know how to do that here. It's just like I don't know. It's overwhelming, really. But N0TR, KO4NUE.
0TR. Yeah, I'll stick that bullet up there with pride with my collection, by golly. I'll bet you there was a few bullets to be found there on that beach. Good Lord. Shrapnel and such. And, yeah, that'd be fine, Chad. I'd love to have anything you bring back. And don't worry about us. You enjoy your trip. And I'll let you go. We held the repeater up long enough here. And I'm sitting here looking at a picture of me and Bernice on the deck of the USS Missouri a few years back. like about 13 years ago, well, for our 40th anniversary. And we seen a lot of things here in Pearl Harbor that was moving also. Well, have fun. Enjoy the oysters. My only tip of the day for you today, Chad, is I hope you kept one of those barf bags off of the airplane. 73's Chad, KO4NUE in 0TR.
73's Tom. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and Anna says hello too. So I'll get off of the repeater. I know I've been on here too long. So at any rate, love y'all, thinking about you. And N0TR and KO4NUE, I'll be clear.